Welcome to the show. This is the pilot episode for Pushing Buttons, where right now it is just me. I will have a co-star, ideally, when he is available out of his dungeon that I can see from here. He's great, but right now it is the prologue, the pilot, the test, the prototype. I am just trying to get used to, like, you know, talking, you know, rambling. But honestly, this is just for an outlet for me to chat shit to the world. Matty Ray to chat shit to the world. That is the host. My name is Fen. Forgot that. Forgot about introductions. How rude of me. Yes. But this is, like, as someone told me, a potato chip version. Not going to be long. It'll be solo episodes where it's probably just me. Got a little potato chips, you know. They're like 20, 25-minute little bites, you know, digest, you know. Not every podcast needs to be an hour and a half or an hour or 3 hours like some psychopaths out there. Yeah, it's mainly for me to chat shit, but every good show needs a pretty decently bad pilot, but, like, have some shiny bits in there. So I don't know what the shiny bits are for this. It's mainly just a test. We will be in full service at one point. Anyway, honestly, the only thing I wanted to chat about in my deepest, darkest is My Minecraft phase has re-kicked. I am 24 years old, and yes, I still do get withdrawals. however, it is dire times because none of my friends have the Minecraft phase right now, if you know what I mean. You gotta, like, ride it solo. You got, like, an itch, but you can never itch it. But it's made me, like, think of when I first got into it, which was, like, 2012, 2013. I was growing up with some goats. Okay, half of them turned out to be child predators or girlfriend wife abusers, which that happened. But the ones that came out were still good. You know, I don't need their biography to know about their social life. I just want to see good Hunger Games, man. I want to see, like, a Let's Play series that actually has, like, an underlying story, maybe. Because the state of it right now, the state of Minecraft YouTube is putrid. For example, let me list off some titles. I survived 100 days in blank mod pack, in blank little twist. I simulated the civilizations or factions or garbage or time periods, whatever. Trash. Those are, like, the only two video types that come out right now. Like, no Let's Plays. No, like, actually good, like, I don't need, no, respectfully, Hermitcraft. Nobody cares about season 305. Like, we get it. You guys are goats. You guys can make, like, chicken farms within the fucking first 7 minutes. Cool. Fully automated with redstone. Cool. Anyway. Yogscast came back. They're always good. They're always a pioneer of, like, good Minecraft Let's Plays. But nobody does, like, adventure maps. Nobody does, like, parkour maps. Or, like, the same map over and over again, a little twist, like the old guys did with the prison and stuff. Or, like, Hunger Games, Bayesian Canadian, episode 224. It's like, we get it, the same maps, but doesn't mean the goat still can't cook. You know? Like, in sports, the goat doesn't need a different playing field every time for it to be entertaining. Messi will still be in a soccer field. Le Goat James will still be on the court. You know, Bayesian Canadian will still be on that one Hunger Games tropical island map every single time. And I appreciated for him for that. But the state of Minecraft YouTube is not great. Especially because the COVID one was so unsustainable with like weird people trying to like fan fiction random Twitch streamers together, and half of them turn out to be like psychomaniacs or like, you know, depressive. But you know, you can always get away from Minecraft YouTube. You could do something else, like some of the other guys did, but you'll never beat like the OG days, you know. Come back to your goat. You don't have to leave forever. You know, you can grow out of it. You don't have to be ashamed to have liked Minecraft. I've played and watched it for 10 years of my life. It's like, it's a decade, guys. That's a whole decade. But, yeah, the state of the YouTube kind of pissed me off with only two videos being, you know, produced. And like, I like build challenges, the hide and seeks and the stuff like that. I think that's a good twist, but it's lacking something original. It's lacking like a Seth Bling plugin that changes the game. Seth Bling used to be churning them out, and now he probably has kids, which is fair. Can't make a calculator in Minecraft every day out of redstone. I can't even make like a circuit. So playing for, you know, a decade, still can't do the basics, but we all have our white whale that we'll never conquer. Jeez, what else is there? Like the parkour scene's been like non-existent. Like I don't know about much about the factions scene. I don't think they're really popping. We don't got like Vicstar and Preston Plays and those guys making 3 mil a month off of like three videos they uploaded. Props to them, you know, getting their bag. But they'll never be like an SMP like Minecraft, where they're like they put in progress, but not like unemployment level of progress to their builds. Or they go prank each other. They don't collaborate with each other every like 5 seconds. It's like in the 20-minute like episode, it's like 5 minutes of collab, 50 minutes by themselves. So it's not like these other SMPs that it's like you're only with other people. I don't know. There's been such a drought in like game modes and stuff to do. Like, I think a goat of making game modes was like Mindplexed. But even then, they kind of just copied a lot of Seth Bling things. Like, I think it's Super Something Bros. It's like Super Smash Bros. But you're like different mobs in the game. I don't know. Yeah, but I have like, you can tell I'm dedicated. Like, it's been a decade of my life. I can probably remember better crafting table recipes than fucking what I ate last week. Can't even tell you. Actually, that's a lie. I had kimchi for the first time. It was good, but I couldn't have it every day for every meal. It's a good mixer, you know? A little change up in the old arsenal. But anyway. Yeah. I don't even know how long I've been recording for. I can't physically see the length from here. Where is it? It's not. Okay. Oh no, it's only been 9 minutes. It feels like it's been 20, but I guess talking to yourself kind of takes you out of it. Oh my god, Matty Ray's fucking giving me a fucking heart attack. He's on a work call. This big ass Amazon box. I feel like David Attenborough staring at my roommate. Actually, let me blend in. He can't see me. There he goes. Back to the cave. Where he procreates. Okay. Anyway. He's gone. What else is there? Just talk about the state of YouTube in general. You know, Sidemen's losing their sauce every year by year. Like, they're trying to pass the torch, but there's nobody really to pass it to. I thought it would be Beta Squad, but they. I don't know. They're looking at boxing matches, looking at being sports commentators, looking at being, I don't know, in people's music videos or on other people's channels. Or, you know, probably making a video that takes them 4 months, which, fair. But there's nobody to pass it to in the UK real scene. The TikTok guys coming from TikTok to YouTube, I think they only really bounce off each other with each other. I don't think, like, you could bring, like, an old gen person and then them, like, be able to bounce just nearly as well. What else? Golf YouTube's in a really bad spot. There's just nothing happening. Like, it's lost all of its steam. It you could have a new challenge, brand new challenge made up for like every month. That would just kill. Now we're going to matches. Now we're going to just like slight little twists. And now you can tell the worst part of it that I hate so much. Like, that's not even that bad. Like, some of the challenges aren't bad, but they leave so much in. They leave so much dead weight in. Like, we all know that the longer the video, the more ads are going to be in, the more money they get. So they are incentivized to make hour and a half long videos regardless. It's like so much goo-op. It's not even funny if someone, especially on a TV, on YouTube TV, watches it where there's an ad every 3 minutes. It's the fact that there's so much filler. There's so much like C minus material in the video that if they just trimmed it all, left only the A plus stuff, gave their A plus stuff, then it would be a killer. But like, I don't want to throw the boys under the bus because they're my goats. But early Bob does sports. Matches 9 holes. Only the best trimmed down to like 20-minute videos for golf, which is like nothing. But it's only the zingers. They gave it their all. They didn't, you know, act like a little, you know. They couldn't be as crazy. They can't be as crazy now. They get to like dance and stuff, but like Joey D was roasting every golf course he was on, which fair. When you're big, you have a bigger voice. You can't really, that can actually like impact local people, but just not the same. It's like a constant cycle of only like the shelf life theory of like creators only being good for like a couple years, or like when you first find them and you don't like them, you like them less and less and less for some reason because you just change as a person. That got really deep. That applies to like everything in life. Give me a second. But anyway, what else? There's not really much other YouTube. My goat series right now, though. Matty Ray's just out of here, and he's looking like such a hunk. And Grok. He has a Grok shirt on. What a specimen. My goat series right now is the Barstool Survivor. They're actually just going at each other's throats. I love when people chirp, and they actually mean it. But, like, people will know in, like, 2 days' time, or, like, 2 hours' time, or, like, 20 minutes' time. That chirp doesn't matter. Like, we're all friends at the end. We're just trying to have a little jabby fun. That's my best little jabby fun, little under the, not under the belt, but like little tickle tickle, you know, get them just a little peeved. That's my bet. That's the content I love. And they're just chirping each other and backstabbing each other. And it's good because they don't care. And I thought they would care to be more like true to each other a lot more, but. What else? I was mentioning the Sidemen. I think they, if they have on any of their video idea boards, like game show ripoffs, to just take them off, you're looking at 4.3 mil views for the whole month on that thing. Nobody cares about them anymore. You just gotta be a travel channel now. Travel Channel, have a lot of money. Travel Channel, do stuff new stuff that nobody will ever be able to do. Could work. But I don't even, I can't even think of like other guys that are like, they pop up in my feed. I love them. Like I'm clicking on them immediately. The jet lagged guys, I do like the jet lagged guys. I think the era for like Twitch streamers to like, I don't know, have large YouTube channels on like the back pipeline is gone. Like, I think Ludwig kind of pioneered that. Or this is random, I know, but these are like the other creators I and like type of people I listen to a lot and slash watch a lot. Ludwig, I heard, did like the thing, does the thing where he gets like a good YouTube title and then makes it into a whole Twitch stream. So he gets the Twitch stream revenue and then he gets to, edit on top so he can compound the two. More goo up. You get it. But I think that's gone now with TikTok because trends are so quick because of that people can't physically get big enough. Like even Sketch tried to launch his YouTube channel. Now he's at 250. After all of that, after being an NFL draft, he's at or 250, 400K. I don't know. He's not like you would think that for the world changing stuff that he was doing, especially in America. That sounds like he was getting a Nobel Peace Prize. World changing stuff. What the fuck? World impact of what's up, brother? What's up, brother? He would have a lot more. He got more like, Insta followers and stuff, but he didn't stay there long enough to like, have a base and slowly build people up. You can't do that anymore. Like, because at the end of the day, you have to remember, Sketch is a Twitch streamer. Might not be super gaming oriented anymore or at all. Like, sports gamers are their own different breed. Especially like all dayers, sports gamers are a different breed. I know. FIFA addict right here. Ex-FIFA addict, actually. I'm reformed. Past two games reformed me on their own, not out of like, personal, like, sought afterness. It just happened because the games were so shit, that it made me reform my urge to open a 7.5K pack. But it's okay. What else? I think that's really it for YouTube for me. I say that every time, and then I think of someone new. But like, there's gotta be a new YouTube group. This is what I'm gonna leave it on. There's gotta be a new YouTube like indie type flair group. Like, there's for me at least. There's the Creature Hub, which broke up, went on to Cow Chop, which broke up. There was like the guys at like Let's Play, from like Rooster Teeth. Thank you for your memories, Rooster Teeth. Goat channel, goat company. There's those guys. They shed like a new skin over the years, like a lizard with all their new members. But that's like a lot of like groups. Like Sidemen's still kicking it, like I said. Good is doing the shed thing where they're just going through new members. The OG will never be as good, or nothing will ever be as good as the OG, but. That's also just like growing up and stuff, maybe my preferences have changed. Of like humor, and I don't really want to see Brad Dalkey with his fucking biceps the size of, my two thighs put together. Slam a ball 350,000 yards into the stratosphere. I just want to see chirping. Anyway. I don't know why I went on. Well, I don't. Sorry, Brad. That was a little mean. Any Brads out there? Sorry, he could have caught a stray there. Anyway, there needs to be a new YouTube group. You have that indie flair. I'll mention another one out there. Sugar Pine 7. They were scripted, obviously, but they had, they had a good run. They had a good 7, 9 month run. Who else? I think that's it. Can't really think. Like, no, not Beta Squad. AMP's okay. But when they're all not there, it's a bad video. And they all have to like care. I think they're starting to care less and less, which is okay. And it's like seemed like a chore, which is okay. Okay, you know, they got their own personal success now that they're killing it, you know. But who else is there? I think that's it. Think that's it. And from my head, like Twitch or like Twitch groups barely count. Those guys are usually better over Discord than, you know, in real life. That it? Let me know if I missed anyone. Let me know your biggest YouTube gripe right now. Again, this is a pilot episode. I'll have Maddie Ray at some point. This is just a potato chip. Just, you know, a little bite that you can get through. And maybe you have some opinions about trends. Like I said, I had a Minecraft rant. It's just like things that you've watched on YouTube throughout the years that like you like this genre, this game, whatever. It could be cooking, it could be, you know, outdoor camp building, whatever. And like just hasn't gotten better. Maybe it's gotten worse. Minecraft example. Let me know. Let me know what like trends piss you off just a bit. Like it doesn't have to be like unbearable, but like I'll watch it. I don't really want to, but I'll watch it. Slop for my brain, you know? My brain needs a lot of slop these days. So anyway. Yeah. See you in actual episode one of Pushing Buttons, where I piss Maddie Ray off for however long we record. Okay. See ya.